Floyd Reese joins us as he does every single Tuesday morning. And Floyd, what's the go-to word? Because I just don't picture, you know, I think when I yell at the TV, it's a lot less family-friendly than
What do you say about your marriage?
That I taught my wife taught me kindness, patience, and all of these amazing things, and I taught her to use the F word more.
There you go.
That's Floyd. That's where we are. So Floyd, what's the go to Floyd Reese when you're not happy with the team in the first half? What's the go to yell at the TV?
You know what? I don't yell much. I don't. Now I may pound on something.
No. Okay.
Oh, you're like a physical. You're like a physical aggressive guy.
Yeah, I got to move around. You know. That's
See, I got something. I got something for you. My dad bought me as a Packer. You know me as a Packers fan, Floyd.
Right,
my dad,
right.
Everything basically comes in styrofoam cheese, mm-hmm. like everything, like beer, you know, beer koozies. And they sell these little bricks that my dad bought me for Christmas one year as a joke gift that you could throw at the TV and not hurt the TV.
That's good.
So you got foam bricks. So if you want to throw a brick through your television, you can and not hurt the television. It's
there
actually quite
go.
Intelligent.
So, Floyd, talk to me a little bit about difference between first half and second half last night, because the team looked staggeringly different, especially defensively, between the two halves. Who do you usually credit when that happens, and why do you think it took so long for them to get it going?
You know, I don't know why it took them so long, but it was dramatically different in the second half. I thought, you know, the offensive line played better. The defense was much, much better. You know, the first part of the game, we were getting pushed around a little bit, and that bothered me, because we had talked earlier about how important it was to come out and you know, show who we were and how we were going to do this, and that we just didn't see that. Now, in the second half, I think you started to see, you know, who we were and how we were going to play. The part that's a little bit disappointing is we weren't able to do that the whole time, you know, and you wonder why. But I was awful glad to see it in the second half now, I'll tell you that.
Floyd, give us your thoughts on Marcus Mariota playing in a system like that. You know, I never thought that he couldn't do what they asked him to do last night, but his ability to run is so valuable that you don't want to take that away from him. What do you make of his performance in that situation, in that scheme? Is it something the Predators, is it something the Titans need to use more often, or is it just a glimpse at what he may look like down the road when he loses the ability to run?
Well, I think as he matures, we will see more of this. We'll see more pocket Mariota. We'll see less running. We'll see running when he has to. You'll see running by design. You'll see running little boots and waggles and things like that. But he is trying to develop, and is really, you know, the second half last night was a good example, probably, develop into that pocket passer. That's what you want. And if you can get that and get the little bit of running along the line, like Aaron, you know, Aaron Rodgers, that style, then I think you've probably got the magic potent.
Well, and you and I talked last night in the pregame show for a while about wanting to see sort of whatever the next step in development is for Marcus. And in some ways, it felt like last night was a little bit of a peek into that window of development. Do you walk away from that saying, okay, I feel even better, or I feel better about the track that he's on?
Well, I do feel better. I feel better, I think, because this was something, you know, you actually took a little bit of something that he does really well away from him. And he found a way to compensate. You know, he found a way to go ahead and find a way to win, to complete the ball. You know, he was really accurate at times. And I think people were always concerned about, can he do that? You know, when he first started, I liked the idea that he wasn't quick to run. You know, he was, let me stand in here, and I will run if I have to, but only if I have to. And for young quarterbacks, that's awful hard to find, because the first thing they want to do is take off. You know, back foot hits, I don't see it, I don't feel it, I'm gone. And Marcus wasn't necessarily that. So I always thought it was really, really good that he didn't do that, and now he's maturing into something that you look at and you go, you know, this kid has a chance to really be pretty good from the pocket.
Floyd, defensively, we can look at it in one of two ways. You can say, man, this team made unbelievable adjustments and really got after the quarterback finally in the second half, and you give a lot of credit to Dick LeBeau. The other way you could look at it is, what the heck were they doing in the first half? They couldn't cover, they couldn't tackle, they couldn't stop the run, they couldn't pressure the quarterback. How do you evaluate that progression over the course of the game? Is it the coach's fault in the first half? Is it just something the Colts were doing? How do you evaluate how the defense kind of trended throughout the game?
You know, we didn't tackle well in the first half. and we weren't real physical up front. I think the second half, especially the D-line, you know, you saw people come off the ball better. We had much more pressure on the quarterback, which made a world of difference. We started getting some tackle for losses, which we were lacking in the first half. Got some pressure on the quarterback, like I said. So all of the things you were hoping to see right from the start, you saw in the second half. And again, you know, you just wonder, well, what was wrong with the first half? We can go ahead and do that right from the start.
Well, and to that end, Floyd, I mean, I realize that statistically today, you know, NFL.com is telling us that the Titans are a first-place team. A team that comes out flat like that and doesn't necessarily have it, but wins, ends a losing streak like that, in your mind, is that the makeup of a first-place? Are they really a first-place team right now?
Well, I mean, in our division, yeah. In some of the other divisions, no. I think you look at where they are. I mean, we have to be really thrilled, you know, that we pull that thing out. I think we have to be thrilled at the way we played in the second half. I think we have to wonder what went on in the first half, and then maybe hope that that second half team is the one that's going to be there for the rest of the year, because the second half team was pretty good now.
Floyd, is the are the Texans still the team of those three? Because we look at this group and this trio of teams and we go, well, every single one has been a blowout. They've all played each other, and it doesn't make any sense. Is it still the Texans, or have you changed from your original pick this summer after 6 weeks?
Yeah, no, I think I got to still go with the Texans. I think, you know, now if they get another injury or two, that may completely change, but they still are solid across the board. Offensive lines, you know, the young quarterback's playing well. The running game is there. And what's left of the defense is still really pretty good.